The Albany City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council heard a request from Avery Goodman of the Albion Chamber of Commerce to close off North 4th Street from Main to Elm Street September 21st for the second annual Artisan Fall Festival. She also requested the city order porta-potties for that event. Under old business, Mary Beth Foster of 237 North 4th Street asked the city permission to replace her existing home that was recently destroyed by a large tree during a storm with a mobile home. The council has no ordinance against this as long as there is sufficient room between existing structures. Jeff Vaughn with the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission discussed various grant possibilities for the city to consider. Vaughn also told of the grant being sought by the county and the Edwards County Historical Preservation Group to restore the aging sheriff's residence and jail. That grant would include money to restore the residence into some possible meeting areas and have room for historic and local military family memorabilia. Superintendent David Calgar requested from the city that the area around the old Albion Motel be annexed into the city for the school district's newly proposed bus barn. The proper paperwork will be drawn up for that annexation. A request to purchase playground equipment at the city park was turned down due to lack of funding. Albion Police Chief Mike Judge polled the council to see if it would be permissible for him to seek bids on a police interceptor pickup truck. The SUV that was ordered last year by the chief has still not arrived. The council told the chief to check prices and availability. City Attorney Brian Schenkel asked the council permission to have the proposed golf course property north of Wanboro Lake appraised, and also a small lot behind City Hall where the old water tower used to sit. The council gave Schenkel the permission. The council accepted the new budget as presented, the total budget $3,205,100, and the appropriations $3,283,477. The old budget, according to Mayor Harris, went over by some $200,000. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.